The Bid podcast from BlackRock breaks down what's happening in the markets and explores the forces changing investing. We cover topics like the megatrends shaping our future, how the COVID-19 crisis will impact markets in 2021, and why companies should lead with purpose. Listen to The Bid wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Sal Interdonato. He is the host of the Black Knight Nation podcast. The podcast is dedicated to covering content related to Army football. On the program, we discuss a typical week of preparation for an Army football player, academic life for an Army player, what makes West Point, New York a unique place for college football. We also go into detail about the Army-Navy rivalry and so much more. Sal is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Andreas Michaelides, Chief Psychologist at Noom. This past year has shown us how important our overall health is, and Noom is here to help. Most weight loss plans fall short because they don't provide lasting results. But at Noom, our psychology-driven approach is designed to help you change your relationship with food. Changing the way you eat starts with your mind, and Noom gives you the tools you need to succeed on your terms. Sign up now and lose the weight for good at Noom.com. That's N-O-O-M.com. Hi, I'm Dr. Andreas Michaelides, Chief Psychologist at Noom. This past year has shown us how important our overall health is, and Noom is here to help. Most weight loss plans fall short because they don't provide lasting results. But at Noom, our psychology-driven approach is designed to help you change your relationship with food. Changing the way you eat starts with your mind, and Noom gives you the tools you need to succeed on your terms. Sign up now and lose the weight for good at Noom.com. That's N-O-O-M.com.
Looking for a last-minute gift that's heartfelt and meaningful? Give your loved ones StoryWorth and avoid delivery delays. Every week, StoryWorth emails a thought-provoking question of your choice to your loved ones. Then, after a year, StoryWorth compiles all of their stories, complete with photos, into a beautiful keepsake book you'll be able to share for generations to come. For instant email delivery, go to StoryWorth.com/memories and save $10 on your first purchase. That's StoryWorth.com/memories.
Those holiday warm fuzzies we get from gathering with loved ones or lending a hand can last all year long when you choose joy and help empower struggling families in the U.S. and around the world this season. Learn more at worldvision.org.
Follow your team anytime, anywhere with Contour TV and the Contour app from Cox. Plus, use the voice remote to search for games or record one that starts past bedtime, because even a 24/7 fan's got to sleep sometime. Learn more at cox.com/sports.
Check every gift off your pet's list with Chewy. Spoil them with sweaters, toys, and more. Chewy has everything you need to celebrate with your pets, delivered. Save 40% on your first auto ship order up to $20. Visit Chewy.com today.
Looking for a last-minute gift that's heartfelt and meaningful? Give your loved ones StoryWorth and avoid delivery delays. Every week, StoryWorth emails a thought-provoking question of your choice to your loved ones. Then, after a year, StoryWorth compiles all of their stories, complete with photos, into a beautiful keepsake book you'll be able to share for generations to come. For instant email delivery, go to StoryWorth.com/memories and save $10 on your first purchase. That's StoryWorth.com/memories. Looking for a last-minute gift that's heartfelt and meaningful? Give your loved ones StoryWorth and avoid delivery delays. Every week, StoryWorth emails a thought-provoking question of your choice to your loved ones. Then, after a year, StoryWorth compiles all of their stories, complete with photos, into a beautiful keepsake book you'll be able to share for generations to come. For instant email delivery, go to StoryWorth.com/memories and save $10 on your first purchase. That's StoryWorth.com/memories.
DraftKings Sportsbook is coming to Louisiana. To celebrate, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving customers $100 in free bets when you sign up before they go live. No deposit required. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code TUNEIN. Sign up right now to get $100 in free bets to use once mobile sports betting hits Louisiana. That's code TUNEIN. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-770-STOP. 7867. 21 and over. Louisiana only. Availability varies by parish. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Andres Michaelides, Chief Psychologist at Noom. This past year has shown us how important our overall health is, and Noom is here to help. Most weight loss plans fall short because they don't provide lasting results. But at Noom, our psychology-driven approach is designed to help you change your relationship with food. Changing the way you eat starts with your mind, and Noom gives you the tools you need to succeed on your terms. Sign up now and lose the weight for good at Noom.com. That's Noom.com.
You never want to put all your eggs in one basket. But what if that basket is really, really big? With Randall's For You, you get a huge basket, big enough for personalized deals on things you like to buy and even a free treat on your birthday. You can earn rewards on nearly all purchases and redeem them for things like free groceries and discounts on gas. So go ahead and put all your eggs in one basket. Become a free Randall's For You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Randall's Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit randalls.com/foryou for program details.
Hi, I'm Dr. Andres Michaelides, Chief Psychologist at Noom. But what's Noom and why does Noom need a Chief Psychologist? Noom is a weight loss program that works, with results that last, because we know that changing the way you eat starts with your mind. With Noom's proven psychology-backed tools, one-on-one coaching, and flexible plans that emphasize progress over perfection, you'll have the tools you need to change your relationship with food. So sign up at Noom.com now and lose the weight for good. That's Noom.com.
Looking for a last-minute holiday gift for your loved ones that's fast, easy, and meaningful? A one-of-a-kind gift your relatives will cherish for a lifetime? Then look no further than StoryWorth. StoryWorth is an online service that helps your loved ones discover and share their stories in their own words. Every week, StoryWorth emails your loved ones thought-provoking questions like, "What's the bravest thing you've ever done?" Or, "If you could see into the future, what would you want to find out?" Then, after a year, StoryWorth compiles all of their stories, including photos, into a beautiful keepsake book that you and your family can share for generations. Give your loved ones a gift that will keep you connected, no matter how near or far apart you are. For instant or scheduled holiday delivery, go to StoryWorth.com/memories and save $10 on your first purchase. That's StoryWorth.com/memories to save $10 on your first purchase. StoryWorth.com/memories.
Every year, compliance regulations change thousands of times, and every year, ADP makes thousands of seamless platform updates so businesses can focus on everything else, like running their business. Grow stronger with ADP, HR, talent, time, and payroll.
Hi, I'm Dr. Andres Michaelides, Chief Psychologist at Noom. This past year has shown us how important our overall health is, and Noom is here to help. Most weight loss plans fall short because they don't provide lasting results. But at Noom, our psychology-driven approach is designed to help you change your relationship with food. Changing the way you eat starts with your mind, and Noom gives you the tools you need to succeed on your terms. Sign up now and lose the weight for good at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. Hi, I'm Dr. Andres Michaelides, Chief Psychologist at Noom. But what's Noom and why does Noom need a Chief Psychologist? Noom is a weight loss program that works, with results that last, because we know that changing the way you eat starts with your mind. With Noom's proven psychology-backed tools, one-on-one coaching, and flexible plans that emphasize progress over perfection, you'll have the tools you need to change your relationship with food. So sign up at Noom.com now and lose the weight for good. That's Noom.com.
Spectrum Mobile is reinventing wireless again. Get unlimited on 2-plus lines for $29.99 a month per line. No contracts, no added taxes or fees. Includes nationwide 5G. Save up to 60% with Spectrum Mobile. Get unlimited on 2-plus lines for $29.99 a month. Call 855-438-2999 or visit a store near you.
Offer valid for new customers on 2-plus unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Savings based on 2-line comparison of unlimited plans among major national carriers as of 9/2021. Prepaid excluded. Restrictions apply.
It's Macy's Friends and Family with our biggest savings on gifts so loved. Get an extra 30% off brands that rarely go on sale with your coupon or Macy's card.
and snag 15% off fragrances, skincare, makeup, and more stocking stuffers. Going on now at Macy's. And get contact-free curbside pickup or pickup in store today. Details at Macy's.com/pickup. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Andreas Michaelides, Chief Psychologist at Noom. But what's Noom and why does Noom need a Chief Psychologist? Noom is a weight loss program that works, with results that last, because we know that changing the way you eat starts with your mind. With Noom's proven psychology-backed tools, one-on-one coaching, and flexible plans that emphasize progress over perfection, you'll have the tools you need to change your relationship with food. So sign up at Noom.com now and lose the weight for good. That's Noom.com.
Looking for a last-minute gift that's heartfelt and meaningful? Give your loved ones StoryWorth and avoid delivery delays. Every week, StoryWorth emails a thought-provoking question of your choice to your loved ones. Then, after a year, StoryWorth compiles all of their stories, complete with photos, into a beautiful keepsake book you'll be able to share for generations to come. For instant email delivery, go to StoryWorth.com/memories and save $10 on your first purchase. That's StoryWorth.com/memories.
Your data has the power to do the extraordinary, but first you must integrate, trust, govern, and manage all of it. That's the Informatica Intelligent Data Management Cloud, the only platform dedicated to data management. Cloud first, data always. Learn more at informatica.com/radio.
Looking for a last-minute gift that's heartfelt and meaningful? Give your loved ones StoryWorth and avoid delivery delays. Every week, StoryWorth emails a thought-provoking question of your choice to your loved ones. Then, after a year, StoryWorth compiles all of their stories, complete with photos, into a beautiful keepsake book you'll be able to share for generations to come. For instant email delivery, go to StoryWorth.com/memories and save $10 on your first purchase. That's StoryWorth.com/memories.
1 hour heating and air conditioning, our comfort specialist can handle any heat or repair. Just call 855-1-HOUR or visit onehourair.com.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
Those holiday warm fuzzies we get from gathering with loved ones or lending a hand can last all year long when you choose joy and help empower struggling families in the U.S. and around the world this season. Learn more at worldvision.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Andreas Michaelides, Chief Psychologist at Noom. But what's Noom and why does Noom need a Chief Psychologist? Noom is a weight loss program that works, with results that last, because we know that changing the way you eat starts with your mind. With Noom's proven psychology-backed tools, one-on-one coaching, and flexible plans that emphasize progress over perfection, you'll have the tools you need to change your relationship with food. So sign up at Noom.com now and lose the weight for good. That's Noom.com.
Catterbone comes in on a tight formation as a receiver to the right side. Barnard is the fullback. Tyler play fake. He's going to throw. Fires near side. Wide open. Tyrell Robinson catches at the 25. Cuts back to the 20. And then is knocked down at the 18-yard line. A 28-yard catch and run by Tyrell Robinson. Michael McMorris makes the tackle. And Army is cooking in the red zone with a first and 10 at the Navy 18. Back Xavier Arline under center. Waiting, takes the snap, gives to Smith. He stood up at the goal line, waiting for a signal. Did he get in? I don't think he did. The Army defense holds on fourth down and one, and the Black Knights take over! Arline will work out of the shotgun, first and 10 from his own 15-yard line on the right hash. Arline takes the snap and pitches it. Ball on the turf, recovered by Army. Radigan jumped on it at the 13-yard line. A botched pitch, and who else? John Radigan comes up with it. Army takes over on the turnover in the red zone.
And he's going to take the ball right back to the bench. Radigan comes up big.
He's to the right of Tyler, who works out of the gun. Tyrell Robinson to his left. Second and goal for Army from the Navy 4. High snap. Tyre has it. Straight ahead. Tyler goes in for the touchdown.
Tyre Tyler, his second touchdown run of the season and the biggest run of his career, putting Army on top 9-0 with 11:02 left in the fourth quarter.
He'll work out of the gun, man in motion, handoff on a jet sweep, now a reverse. Walker, is he going to throw it? Oh, goes all the way back in the end zone. He's tripped up, and it's a safety. Tripped up in the end zone, and Army puts two more points on the board. The victory formation. Tyre Tyler under his center. Takes the snap, takes the knee, and let the celebration begin. Hands up.
All right, welcome back to the program, everybody. That audio is courtesy of the West Point Academy, the Military Academy in West Point, New York, and, of course, Army Athletics handling their business, beating Navy, shutting out Navy 15-0 on November the 12th of 2020. And, of course, that was the team courtesy of the Army Sports Radio Network with Rich DeMarco and Dean Darling on the call of that game. And, yes, it is that time of year again, America's game. Army and Navy. And on the program, we have someone that has that covers Army athletics on a regular basis. Let's welcome him to the program. He is the host of the Black Knight Nation podcast, dedicated to all things related to Army sports, particularly Army football. Sal Interdonato. Sal, welcome to the program.
Appreciate you having me. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So before we get into America's game and the history of Army, Navy, and whatnot, I want to start off just with a typical week of preparation for an Army football player. Sal, I know Army, you know, it's not your typical Division I school like an LSU or a Penn State or any of the Power Four conferences, but can you just describe to the listeners out there what's a typical week of preparation like for an Army football player?
Well, you probably start with Army with a wake-up, right? And they're waking up sometimes as early as, what, 5:30 for formations. And then, you know, it's off to some breakfast. Some players will get treatment. And then it's classes in the morning into the early afternoon. And then it's up to the football complex. And, you know, they Jeff Munkin spoken a little bit about this week as preparation. Yeah, they went they practiced on Sunday, and they had a practice yesterday, but wanting to keep his team healthy for this game. And so this year, they've cut down on their practice time, actually, during the season, and just to, in an effort to try to get the best Army team that they can to Saturday's games. And I think that this week, even though, you know, Jeff Munkin did say that their first-team offense and first-team defense is going at it a little bit more than usual to try to stimulate the option offense of Navy, I think that there's still a little bit of precaution there from the Army coaching staff to, try to get its best team after Saturday. They know how important this game is. The typical day is after practice, they're back in their barracks and they're working on academics till who knows, as late as when lights are out. And lights are out usually about 11:30, I believe, in the barracks. That's been in the past. That's a long day for anybody.
Indeed, it is a long day, and, you know, Sal, I'm glad you brought that up because that was going to segue into the next question I wanted to ask you, the academic life. You already mentioned that the cadets are up at bright and early, 5 in the morning, and they're doing their formations, and then they have breakfast, and then they're getting right into the preparation for a football game, and then you mentioned academia is no joke. Can you describe to the listeners just what the academic is like for a player at the military academy?
I probably can't, to be honest with you. It's something I never seen in college, right? Some football players are taking as many as 21 credits, I believe, during a semester and trying to, you know, play at a very high level of college football. And the classes, you know, are very tough. I mean, earlier last week, it was revealed that their starting center, Connor Bishop, has made the dean's list every semester that he's played, that he's been at West Point. He's a junior. He has a 4.0 grade point average. I mean, that is something to get straight A's at West Point with the academic level that's so high. The classes, I mean, the classes can differ from, you know, a general history class to something that goes a little deeper into history, you know, of our country. And, Army football players are a little bit of a different breed, right? You have to have strong academics. You have to be really solid academics. But to be honest with you, I think a lot of these guys are have stories just like any other kid that's playing Division I football, only they're at a different, they're at a unique place. You know, they're at a unique place that really you have to, time management is very important there. And they learn that at West Point. And a lot of guys get really good at it, and it comes to a point where it becomes like almost a second hand for them.
Rightfully so. And you mentioned about the unique place that they play at and being a part of Army football in West Point, New York. And there are a lot of unique places that have college football. There's State College, Pennsylvania. There's East Lansing, Michigan. There's Baton Rouge. There's Tuscaloosa. You can also put Auburn, Alabama in the mix. You can also put Gainesville. You can put Columbus, Ohio, and also Madison, Wisconsin in the mix as well. But in your opinion, Sal, what makes West Point, New York, a unique place for college football?
I think the history of West Point, and not just the football program, but the academy too. I think that's what makes it unique. When you drive through the gates at West Point, I mean, every time I drive through the gates of West Point, I feel like it's an honor and a privilege just to be on post. Right, with there's so many. You look at so many historic people that have gone through West Point and graduated there. You look at the football program and its history. You look at Mikey Stadium and just the setting of Mikey Stadium. You look at the pregame show of Mikey Stadium when you have guys jumping out of their helicopters with the game ball. You have helicopters flying over the stadium. You have march-ons by cadets. It just goes on and on. Just the it's different, and I think there's no place like Mikey Stadium, and there's no place like it for a football game, and there's no place like it for a fan if they want to visit on a game day and see the campus and post itself.
All right, and, you know, speaking of, you mentioned about how unique and the history of West Point for college football. A lot of people don't get an opportunity to see Army on television a lot. We see a lot of the Power Four conferences such as the SEC, the Big 12, the Big 10, and even the Pac-12, they're on television a whole lot. For those that haven't watched Army or any other military academies play football on TV, what are the things that they can look forward to when you're watching these Army and these other schools play football?
Well, I think Army does have a national TV contract with CBS Sports Network, so all their home games are on CBS Sports Network. So if you're, like, if you watch this game on Saturday and Army interests you, you can find ways definitely to watch the team. And I think what makes Army what's kind of the whole of their team is the effort that these players put out on every play. You know, they need all 11 guys to be right for it to work, and that's on offense and defense. So these guys have to give, you know, every ounce of energy that they have on every play, and that's what they count on to be successful. And you know, and that just amps up during the Army-Navy game, right? They just take that to even another level on Saturday. So if you want to watch football in its purest form and guys just going all out, they might not be the most talented guys. Yeah, is every guy on Army going to play on Sundays? No, some of them will. Some of them are talented enough to play on Sundays. But just the effort that they put out on every play and just the precision that has to be that has to be performed on every play to make things work. And that's what Army football is all about. And, you know, you really develop an appreciation for, you know, some people might say, oh, all they do is run the football, right? They never throw the football. Oh, this is boring. But if you follow them closely enough, you really develop an appreciation for what they do and what it takes to win at West Point.
Well, I tell you what, Sal, the appreciation has always been there. I'm speaking for myself for Army football. It's really phenomenal. Again, you know, you said the offense is, you know, can be boring. It can be vanilla, but you at the same token, it's the offense is a refresher because you get an opportunity to see, like, okay, it's not fancy, but it works for them, and you get such an appreciation of how balanced the balance of an offensive attack that they have. And, you know, while we're at it, we're talking about just still on the balance of college football, the Power Four conferences, as I mentioned earlier, SEC, the Big 12, the Big 10, and the Pac-12 have been, you could say, running it for a long time right now. In Army, they've had their share of competing against some of those teams from the Power Four conferences. But in this modern-day era of college football, Sal, do you think Army can compete against any of the teams from the Power Four conferences?
They've proven in the past couple of years that they can. Now, have they broken through with a win? They haven't broken through a win at Michigan, but that game was double overtime. They haven't broken through with a win against Oklahoma, but that was an overtime game too, and that was against Kyler Murray. And they kind of slowed down the Kyler Murray, who is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL right now. You know, they were close at Wisconsin this year, 6 points they were away. Wake Forest, now ACC, I'm going to disagree with you. It is a Power 5. It's not Power 4. ACC conference is also pretty solid. They played Wake Forest. They went toe-to-toe with Wake Forest and played a wild 70-56 game at Mikey Stadium. So this is they can go to – they've proven, and Jeff Munkin has proven with his recruiting and the players that he's bringing in and the coaching that they're receiving, that they can pretty much play with anybody. You know, I kind of had this, like, thought in my head about, you know, the bowl season, right? And, you know, man, if Army got a shot at, like, a top five or top ten team, how would they fare? I think it would be a battle. I said at the beginning of the season, that Wisconsin game was going to go down to the wire. That's how Army plays these games. Their toughness and determination just for 60 minutes. And I think that they could play with any team in the country. And some people might say, oh, they can't play with Alabama. Oh, they can't play with Georgia. You would be surprised if they were given a shot.
Yeah, indeed. You just never know. And it can happen, like they say in the NFL, on any given Sunday, but definitely any given Saturday. It could happen. If, like you said, if they're given the opportunity and a chance to compete, it can happen. I want to stay just where Army plays at West Point, at Mikey Stadium. And I was doing some research on Mikey Stadium, and it said that Sports Illustrated had rated it the number three sports venue of the 20th century. And just seeing pictures of it and watching some Army games, has a great view of the Hudson River. Can you just describe to the listeners just what the stadium, what Mikey Stadium and the atmosphere is like, and just the location of the stadium?
Yeah, it's right on the Lusk Reservoir right there. And if you're sitting in the stands of Mikey Stadium, right, and you're sitting in the I would say the west stands, and you're pretty high up. You can see the Lusk Reservoir from the stadium. I mean, when it comes to fall, and you know, the leaves are falling, and it's just one of the best settings in college football. To be honest with you, I know it's been ranked number one in some publications as the best setting to watch a college football game. And like I said, the history of the academy, and also all the pregame traditions that happen. And, you know, you have 4,000 kids. How many you have 4,000 kids? That's the whole student body of your school or your academy is in the stands cheering on the team. You don't get that at a lot of schools. Yeah, you get a student section, but not the full student body. And before the game, they play a song called Tsunami, and that kind of gets the cadets in the stadium rolling. And when Mikey Stadium is packed, I mean, there's really nothing like it. It fits about 38,000, 40,000 fans, maybe about half of in a big SEC or a big Power 5 school stadium. But there's really nothing like it. And on Saturday, when you pack 80,000 Army and Navy fans into a stadium, and it's electric. It's an electric atmosphere when the Mikey Stadium is packed, and it'll be electric atmosphere on Saturday.
Awesome, awesome. And you know, let's get a little lighthearted just for a bit, Sal. Food is a part of the sports experience, and college football is no exception to the rule. So I got to ask you, what types of food are served at an Army tailgate?
Pretty much everything you can imagine. You know, I mean, honestly, you know, being a member of the media, I'm going to admit, I do pop in the tailgates every once in a while just to talk to fans and get a feel of what they're feeling before the game. And, you know, I've had, you know, in an Army-Navy game, sometimes these tailgates will bring in food trucks, you know. And so you're thinking, okay, what are the people making, you know, on their own? But sometimes there's food trucks in there. My kind of favorite would be anything pulled pork. That's just me. But, I mean, you could just about get anything. As far as tailgating, I mean, Army fans are very creative. That's all. I'll leave it at that. And, yeah, I mean, you go to a tailgate on Saturday for Army-Navy, and you can find just about anything on the menu. So.
Okay, well, I want to stay just kind of like what you said, that you are being a member of the media. You kind of see, you kind of visit tailgates periodically. But I want to know, with you being a member of the media, what types of food are served at the press box at Mikey Stadium?
Yeah, I mean, that's changed, right? Because you have the pandemic, so it's changed in the past. I mean, it varies. I mean, you look at when you go to other spots, you look for your New England clam chowder at Boston College, right? You look for maybe your down in Texas, you're looking for your Tex-Mex stuff. But, Mikey Stadium it's a variety of food, nothing like specific to the area or anything like that. You will get your pulled pork, you would get your burgers, hot dogs, you would get your pizza, you would get your sandwiches and stuff like that. Nothing like too crazy, but enough, they don't have to feed the media, right? So I mean, it's nice enough that when you're covering a game, you can be nourished, so to speak.
All right, fair enough. And now let's get to America's game, the Army-Navy rivalry. Just tell the listeners out there, Sal, for those that haven't really watched the game or haven't had a chance to watch it in quite a long time, in your opinion, what makes the rivalry so special?
I think the respect factor makes the rivalry so special. I mean, especially in the last, 7-8 years when Jeff Munkin has been the coach of Army. Him and Ken Niumatalolo's friendship goes way back to when Ken Niumatalolo was a player and Jeff Munkin was a grad assistant at Hawaii. And so I think there's a lot of respect there. I think there's a lot of intensity in this game. Like I said, it seems like every play is crucial in this game, as you saw last year with the 15-0 Army win. Every play matters in these games. You can't take a play off. If you make a mistake or a penalty, it almost doubles in how costly it can be. Like I said, it's just football in its purest form. And if you want to watch it live or sit there in your living room on your TV and watch a football and enjoy effort and enjoy the love of the game, this is the game for you.
Awesome. And again, it is a special rivalry. I just love watching this game every year. And I want to stay just at the venues where this Army-Navy rivalry has played. Currently, John F. K. Stadium, which was once in Philadelphia, hosted the most Army-Navy games with 41, followed by Franklin Field with 18, which is also in Philadelphia, and then the old Veterans Stadium in Philly with 17, and then Lincoln Financial Field with 13. Philadelphia has hosted the most Army-Navy games with 89, followed by New York City with 11. Baltimore has had 6, and then at the Military Academy in West Point, they've hosted 4. East Rutherford, New Jersey, which will host this year's game, has had 4. In the many years that you've covered this game, Sal, what's your favorite Army Navy venue or venues to cover this game?
Yeah, well, I've only been to 3. I've been to Philly, Baltimore, and D.C. And I think Philly is the place to have this game. I mean, the city just kind of really goes out and really embraces the game. I mean, it's the only game that most years it's the only game that's college football game that's happening on the weekend. And, I just think Philly is the place. I mean, I enjoyed Baltimore too. DC wasn't my cup of tea, to be honest with you. Wasn't a fan of FedEx Field, but that's just me. And it'll be interesting. This will be my first Army Navy game at MetLife Stadium. It's the first time it's been played at MetLife Stadium. I think it's overdue to have the game back in East Rutherford. So, I'm looking forward to, I've covered college football games at MetLife Stadium, and I'm looking forward to see the atmosphere there outside and inside of the game. I think that Philadelphia, like I said, there's just a feeling that that's where the game belongs. And I know they like to move it around. And I think the contract will be out again to host the Army Navy game within the next couple of years, soon to other cities. I know that Dallas has been talked about in the past. but it's a matter of getting – I think you'll see this game on the East Coast because it's a matter – you have to get all the cadets and the midshipmen transport all the cadets and the midshipmen to these games, and that's something that's doable, more feasible on the East Coast. So.
Fair enough. I want to stage this with the location of the game. As you mentioned, you said Philadelphia, in your opinion, is the best venue for this game, and it's been held on other cities of the East or other cities on the East Coast. I wanted to ask you, do you think it's because, well, you mentioned it, because of getting the cadets to the venues, but is it because of the location between West Point and Annapolis that these games are held primarily, have been held on the East Coast?
Yeah, like I said, the transportation. I mean, whoever Army Navy agreed to host the game, whatever city they agreed to host the game, they have to provide that the city itself are the ones providing the transportation for the cadets and the midshipmen. So that's for some people like in Dallas, money might not be an issue. For others, that might be. But I mean, honestly. I think that this game, I mean, I can't remember the last time it's been right on the West Coast. I think it was in the Rose Bowl in the early 80s. I think this game belongs on the East Coast. I think this game belongs where, people, cadets and instructors and officers at each academy can get to the game also within a drivable distance. And I think that's what you'll see for the future. Will there be a game sprinkled in somewhere else? We'll find out.
All right. Well, I just want to drop a little history lesson for you, sir. The last time the Army Navy game was held outside of the East Coast was Soldier Field in Chicago, 1926, and also we had the Rose Bowl, as you mentioned earlier, 1983. So those were the only two venues that had the Army-Navy game outside of the East Coast. So interesting right there. But I want to move along now to Army-Navy and just this rivalry. There's a lot of great rivalries in college football and in sports. How would you compare the Army-Navy rivalry to other rivalries, in not just in college football but in sports?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, if you ask Jeff Munkin, it's the biggest rivalry in college and in sports, period, not just college football, right? And not being – around Ohio State, Michigan, or Miami, Florida State, or Alabama. Is Alabama Auburn is, I guess, the rivalry game? I don't know. I just think that, like I said before, I mean, just the history, right? This goes back. This is they're meeting for the 122nd time on Saturday. You know, and the series is near even. I think it's something like 61 wins Navy, 53 wins Army. I could be wrong off on this, and there might be some a tie or so here and there. But, I mean, the rivalry is usually close. I remember a run in the 90s where the game was decided by, 3 points or less forever, right? And these games have been really competitive for the most part since Jeff Munkin's been at West Point. Last year's 15-0 win was Army's biggest win over Navy in probably forever. And, Navy did beat Army pretty handily in 2019, but you take away those two games, and it's a dogfight. It's a fist of the end here, and I think that's what makes it the rivalry game, how close these teams are. There's not much that separates these teams. They both recruit the same players, right? They both run the same offenses. Their defenses are sort of similar, and their teams are based on special teams is important to both of these clubs. I know Army coaches special teams. They take 15 to 20 minutes almost every practice and focus on special teams. I know it's important to Navy. So all phases of the game here are important, and I think that makes the rivalry good. I mean, they're so similar to each other, with some like small differences in between that makes it, for a very intriguing matchup every year.
You know what you mentioned with both schools, with Army and Navy and their coaches, Jeff Munkin and Ken Niumatalolo. Can you go more into detail about their friendship and the respect that these two coaches have for each other? Because again, you mentioned that Jeff was a grad assistant while Ken was a quarterback at Hawaii. So can you just kind of go more in detail just about the friendship and the respect that they have as coaches on the opposing teams?
Yeah, well, they're they coach together too at Navy under Paul Johnson too. So I mean, it's not like these guys have not been in the same meetings together. It's not like these guys haven't been on the same sidelines together. And I know, you know, they have a lot of respect for each other. I know they're, you know, their family, but more now during the rivalry, they might not talk as much, but you know, that love for, you can see it at the end of the game. You know, sometimes the handshakes tell everything, right? And it's more than just the handshake with Coach Munkin and Coach Niumatalolo. There's more even with the opposing side. Like if I've seen multiple times in this series where a Navy coach, Navy might beat Army, and a Navy coach will go up to find an Army player and you'll pat them on the back and console them after the game because it's such an emotional 60 minutes in this game. I know same thing on the Army side. Army coaches, you know, paying the respect to Navy players after the game. So I think that they realize what, I mean, after this game and when these guys graduate their respective academies, they could be alongside each other overseas. They could meet again down the road in their service. So I think that makes the friendship even tighter between the coaches. And I think that both of these guys have had chances probably are to leave the academies. They stayed for the love. And I think that, you know, the matchup, this matchup will hopefully be something that happens more in the future because, look at the intensity of both of these guys. I mean, they both love their schools, and they both have a respect for each other. That's what makes this game so special, more than any other Army games in the past, where maybe the relationships between the head coaches weren't as tight as these two.
All right, and then let's move along now to the game between Army and Navy. So, Army, the last time Army beat Navy was last year on November the 12th of 2020. Army shuts out Navy 15-0. All right, Sal, so give me what do you think Army's offense needs to do to score points against Navy's defense?
Yeah, I mean, Navy's defense has given up its share of points this year, but, I mean, when it comes down to these games, I mean, like I said, the offenses are so similar that they kind of know – they can anticipate the plays that are running. So I think that, you know, Army can spread the ball out this year. It's not so much, hey, you got a key on the quarterback. It's not so much, hey, you got a key on the fullback. Do they want to run the fullback successfully in this game? Absolutely. Do they want Jacoby Buchanan to pick up some first downs and gain some tough yards? Absolutely. But they have other weapons this year, Army's offense, that can make big plays. They had it last year with Tyrell Robinson. And he's had a big season this year. He's leading the team in rushing. They have a big play receiver in Isaiah Austin who's come up with some big catches during the year. So it's not like 3 yards here or 3 yards a carry and moving the chains for Army so much. Sometimes Army's gone to a hurry-up offense and a quicker offense this year to try to catch its defense off guard. So you might see that against Navy. You might see a no-huddle for Army. You might see Christian Anderson or Tahir Tyler go right to the line of scrimmage and get a play called, and it may be a fullback dive. It may be a quarterback keeper. It could be a pitch to Tyrell Robinson or Brandon Walters or Brahim Murphy. They're a little bit more they're less predictable this year than they have been in the past, and I think that will be their success on Saturday. If they can keep Navy off their feet and if they can keep Navy off guard with a couple of pass plays and some plays on the edge, they'll have success.
All right, let's move along now to the other side of the ball. What do you think Army's defensive strategy is going to be to stop Navy's offense?
Well, Jeff Munkin will say, you know, you win games by stopping the run and running the football. So obviously they want to stop the run, and when you look at Navy's offense, you might want to stop the fullbacks first, right? But then Navy's also has guys that can get to the edge. So I think in the past, especially last year, Army's defense was very swarming defense, and they have good team speed, and they all understand their assignments. So if Army plays together and they all are playing their assignments, this defense has shown it can be very successful, minus the game against Wake Forest and maybe the second half against Western Kentucky. This team has played pretty much very solid defensive football all year long, And when you talk about that, Andre Carter's name has to be mentioned. He's tied for the lead, nation's lead in sacks with 14 and a half. And you think, okay, Navy's not going to pass the ball a lot this game, right? So what impact can Andre Carter have on this game? Well, if Andre Carter can hold the edge and make some plays on the edge and give Eric Smith some time to make some plays and Army secondary guys like Cedric Cunningham, Markel Broughton to come up and Malcolm Morrison to make some plays and force some turnovers, I think that Army's defense, I think Army has the better defense in this game. I also think Army has the better offense in this game. So it's just a matter of not making any mistakes and playing sound football.
Awesome. And indeed, it is America's game. It is the 122nd meeting between Army and Navy, West Point versus Annapolis. Always an exciting game to watch. And again, Sal, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Just tell everybody what you do as the host of the Black Knight Nation podcast.
Yeah, the Black Knight Nation podcast is something that probably was created during the pandemic, and we were looking for ways that we can bring the history of Army football, past and present, to Army fans. And so we've had a lot of success in getting on former Army football players, the likes of Heisman Trophy winner Pete Dawkins, to current player, to recent players like Darnell Woolfolk and Kel Walker on there, just to talk about their experiences. And, you know, sometimes the most interesting stuff are the stories of how they got to West Point and how they persevered through West Point. Some of them, it wasn't easy. You know, it wasn't an easy 4 years there. And so I think that just making it, bringing those stories to life and bringing it as real as we can get to the Army football fans, that's been our strength there with the podcast. And we also have coverage. I still like write stories, features, breakdowns, and stuff on blacknightnation.com. And we're looking to continue that. I mean, we've had a lot of positive feedback, and I really appreciate you having me on your podcast.
Thank you so much, and thank you once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us. Once again, Sal, tell everybody where they can find you on social media as well as Black Knight Nation, and if there's any websites that you want to promote, let the listeners know that as well.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Sal Interdonato, Black Knight Nation, BK Knight Nation on Twitter. We're also on Instagram. If you're looking to listen to a podcast, you can just type in Black Knight Nation, and we're all over the podcast platforms. Also, we have a YouTube channel if you want to subscribe and find out when our latest podcast will be out. We're hoping later this week to have on former Army quarterback Ronnie Makeda, who was a big part of that 1996-10-win Army team. We're hoping to have him on our podcast, too. So you can subscribe to our YouTube channel and get updates on our latest guests on our podcast. And, we're just Black Knight Nation pretty much on a Google search, and you'll find a lot of our platforms. Really appreciate it.
You heard it from him. He is Sal Interdonato, the host of the Black Knight Nation podcast, dedicated to all things related to Army football and giving you the 411 on what's happening with Army football at the Academy at West Point. Sal, thank you so much again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. And if ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
You have a great one. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you. And we'll be back with more right after this.
Hatterbone comes in on a tight formation as a receiver to the right side. Barnard is the fullback. Tyler play fake. He's going to throw. Fires near side. Wide open. Tyrell Robinson catches at the 25. Cuts back to the 20. And then is knocked down at the 18-yard line. A 28-yard catch and run by Tyrell Robinson. Michael McMorris makes the tackle. And Army is cooking in the red zone with a first and 10 at the Navy 18. Back Xavier Arline under center. Waiting takes the snap, gives to Smith. He stood up at the goal line, waiting for a signal. Did he get in? I don't think he did. The Army defense holds on fourth down and one, and the Black Knights take over.
At 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating, our comfort specialists can handle any heater repair. Just call 855-1-HOUR or visit 1hourair.com.
Always on time, or you don't pay a dime.
independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
Celebrate this holiday season with Stella Rosa Wines and make sure you celebrate bigger than ever before. That means not only picking up your usual Stella Rosas, but also grabbing a few bottles of the full sparkling wines like Stella Rosa Black Lux and Moscato Rosé. Just like all Stella Rosa wines, they pair beautifully with any food, any crowd, and any jolly occasion. Pick up your Stella Rosa sparkling wines today.
Celebrate! Stella Rosa!
Please celebrate responsibly.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Sal Interdonato. Sal is the host of the Black Knight Nation podcast. The podcast is dedicated to covering content related to Army football, giving us the cool insights about what goes on at the program at West Point and, of course, the Army-Navy rivalry. Until next time, I'm Ed Robinson, and remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.